Hello, how are you? I hope you're having a super day. Can you believe it's almost April? I'm in shock. I mean, I know I celebrated spring for last week's episode, but it still comes around so quickly. And this week, I was thinking of lots of things. I mean, it's what I do. By the way, welcome. This is the Back to Me podcast. And I always have this list of topics in mind of what I'm going to talk about. And then I have sticky notes and little motivational sayings above my desk all around too. When I'm feeling like I just need an inspiration, I just sit back and look at them. One of them fell off the wall today, and it was this one. And I thought, well, that must be a sign that it needs me to think about it because it's always facing this way. And it says, letting go of being right. So I leave it up there to remind me that, you know, I talk about it a lot. There's no such thing as perfection. And I don't ever want to reach perfection because there's nowhere to go after that. But I forgot that there was all this writing on the back of it. So when it fell off the wall, I looked at it and I thought, wow, that's a really amazing message. And it's one that I've heard, I've been hearing constantly over the last few years. But every time you hear something, you're in a different place than the first time you heard it. You have different experiences that you've tucked away into your memory bank that have become part of who you are. And you're just a different person. I'm a different person today than I was yesterday. I was in a meeting this morning where it was only a half hour meeting, but I was definitely different after I ended that meeting because of the positive people that I was spending time with. So you can shift and be different from moment to moment to moment. And I got this card, I'm going to say probably 4 or 5 years ago. It's been hanging on my wall for 4 or 5 years, and I haven't read the back of it in so long. But the message I keep hearing over and over, so I thought I should share it with you. It says, today I will realize that being myself and letting others be themselves is far more important than being right. Value and worth are not dependent on being right. Imagine. Can you imagine? And I'm striving for love in my relationships, not superiority. I won't hide behind being right, but I will just let myself be who I am. So think about that for a minute. I mean, are we trying to be right? Are we competing with everyone around us because we're afraid to show them who we really are, what we're really like, what we really think? What if someone judges us? Oh my goodness, can you imagine? Now, I know, in a historical context, if you didn't fit in and they kicked you out, you'd probably starve to death or get eaten by a wildebeest. Do wildebeests eat people? Something wild and ferocious would probably eat you. And it's harder. Having gone solo camping and done solo trips and done survival skills courses, it is harder without a couple extra pair of hands to help you out. But this day and age, it's okay to be who you are. And we are hardwired to categorize things and to judge things. It helps us sort through the day. The number of things that we encounter in a day, our mind is constantly going dangerous, not dangerous, dangerous, not dangerous, dangerous, not dangerous, right? That helps us, that's helped us as a species survive. But we shouldn't take that as a judgment of us. When someone has a judgment of you, that's their internal, that reflects them. And judgments aren't always bad. You know, when I'm sitting on the subway, I'm looking at people and I'm like, oh, I like that scarf. Oh, I like that sweater. Oh, look at those shoes. She's pretty. I like that fit. You know, I don't sit there going, oh my God, look at that person. Oh my God, look at that person. And there's going to be people who do, but who cares? That talks about them. That doesn't talk about you. So I'll tell you a quick story about being you. Just let yourself be yourself, be who you are. So I have a pair of pants that I've had for a long time. and I call them my peace and love pants. And I used to wear them a lot when I was teaching yoga. I wear them sometimes now on my Wednesday morning quick slow flow, the little Tai Chi yoga fusion that I teach live stream on Wednesday mornings. If you haven't checked it out, go to my Facebook page and Energy and Flow Studio, and you'll be able to see it. Or just me personally, you'll find it. I post it publicly. But I was wearing these pants, and I had to get my passport updated because I was going traveling. I can't remember whether I was coming from teaching yoga or I was going to teaching yoga, but there was yoga involved. And I was wearing these pants, and I was in a government building, and I was going to get my passport updated. And I was feeling pretty groovy. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, I was bopping along in a good mood. And this woman was walking by me, and I just heard her. I just heard this like freak. She just said out of the side of her mouth. She just, as she walked by me, so that I could hear it, but she just said freak. And I thought, whoa, she just called me a freak. I mean, it totally took me aback. I was looking around going, she was talking about me, right? You know, why would she call me a freak? And then I realized I was in a government building, very conservative, you know, government employees, and I'm wearing these insane pants. Now, this was only 15 years ago. Only 15 years. I can't believe I just said only 15 years ago. But meaning that it's not like it was, you know, the 50s and I was wearing something totally crazy and out of place. But in that context, it was out of place. And she's got something in her life where she thinks people who are dressing differently might be mentally unstable. And I actually thought it was hilarious because I really love these pants. I still love these pants. I love these pants. And I was having a really good day, and I wasn't going to let her energy bring me down because she didn't think I was right. She thought there was something wrong with me. So that's okay. I mean, she's going to have her opinion. That's totally groovy. I wish her well. In some ways, I'm a little sad when people have closed their minds, but I do understand that it happens. And I do understand that there's circumstances that I can't understand for some people. And maybe she just didn't like my aesthetic, right? Maybe it's not her jam. But I'm not going to hide being who I am to get accepted by everyone, because that's as impossible as being perfect. So I'm going to be me, and I'm going to invite you, my friends. Let go of being right. Blossom. It's still spring. Blossom into the fullness of who you are and let it shine. If you want to dance, I was standing at the bus stop the other day. This lady started dancing to the music coming out of some guy who had his car stereo turned up really loud. Instead of giving me a dirty look because his stereo was turned up really loud, she started dancing, and he thought it was awesome. It was just such an interesting encounter. So dance if you want to dance, my friends. Live the life you want to live, because that's the only way you're going to be happy. I'm Heather, by the way, from my company's Prosperity Flow Coaching. And this is the Back to Me podcast. And if you ever, ever want to talk about figuring out who you are and being your authentic you, or if you just wanted a little chat, coffee, tea, have a little love and support, send me a message. All my information will be somewhere in a chat box or a post or something. Take care, my friends. I will see you again next week.